Welcome to Parc Jarry in Montreal, for the game between the New York Mets and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second, the third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting third, the left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Art Shamsky. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting seventh, the catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ray Sadecki. Pitching for the New York Mets, Ray Sadecki. For the Montreal Expos, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Don Hahn. Batting second, the second baseman, Gary Sutherland. Batting third, the right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting fifth, the catcher, John Bateman. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Coco LeBoy. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Clyde Mayshore. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Bobby Wine. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bill Stoneman. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Bill Stoneman. And now, play ball. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is called out on strikes. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones takes first base on ball four. Garrett moves to second. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky hits a ball on the ground towards third. LeBoy fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Jones moves to second. Two outs. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards third. LeBoy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland hits a line drive towards short. Harrelson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a fly ball into right field. Shamsky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Sadecki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadecki takes first base on ball four. Harrelson moves to second. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is called out on strikes. One out. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clyde Mayshore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayshore hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Expos. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine hits a fly ball into right field. Shamsky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Stoneman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoneman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 0-for-1 in the game. Hahn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stoneman moves to second. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 0-for-1 in the game. Sutherland hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Garrett is called out on strikes. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jones hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 0-for-1 in the game. Shamsky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bailey fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Staub is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-1 in the game. Bateman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jones. Bateman reaches second base with a double. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. LaBoy hits a pop-up towards first. Clendenin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0-for-1 in the game. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stoneman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0-for-1 in the game. Boswell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Boswell reaches second base with a double. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-1 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Mayshore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Clyde Mayshore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayshore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Mayshore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0 for 1 in the game. Wine hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops it up and throws to first, with Sadecki covering, for the out. Mayshore moves to second. One out. Bill Stoneman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoneman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stoneman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hahn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jones. Hahn reaches second base with a double. Mayshore scores. It's 3-0, Expos. Ron Taylor now pitching. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 0 for 2 in the game. Sutherland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hahn scores. It's 4-0, Expos. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Sutherland moves to second. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bailey hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool pinch hits for Ron Taylor. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 2 in the game. Agee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cranepool moves to second. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Garrett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cranepool moves to third. Agee moves to second. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Cranepool scores. Agee moves to third. Garrett moves to second. It's 4-1, Expos. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 0 for 2 in the game. Shamsky hits a fly ball into center field. Mayshore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Agee tags and scores. One out. It's 4-2, Expos. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0 for 2 in the game. Clendenin takes first base on ball 4. Garrett moves to third. Jones moves to second. Howie Reed now pitching. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Boswell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Garrett scores. Jones scores. Clendenin moves to third. It's Mets, 4, Expos, 4. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 2 in the game. Grote hits a fly ball towards right. Staub catches it and throws to Bailey, who relays to second to double up Boswell. Clendenin scores. It's 5-4, Mets. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos 4. The Expos will come to bat. Al Weiss now playing second base. Danny Frisella now pitching. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bateman takes first base on ball 4. Mac Jones pinch hits for Coco LeBoy. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jones. Jones reaches second base with a double. Bateman moves to third. Ron Fairley pinch hits for Clyde Mayshore. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley strikes out. One out. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0 for 2 in the game. Wine hits a fly ball into right field. Shamsky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bateman tags and scores. Two outs. It's Mets, 5, Expos, 5. Jim Ferry pinch hits for Howie Reed. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Garrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos 5. The Mets will come to bat. Mac Jones now playing left field. Ron Fairley now playing first base. Mike Marshall now pitching. Don Hahn now playing center field. Bob Bailey and Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Danny Frisella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisella hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos 5. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Gosger pinch hits for Don Hahn. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sutherland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos 5. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Gosger now playing center field. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Garrett takes first base on ball 4. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Jones is called out on strikes. 1 out. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Shamsky hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marshall fields it and throws to first for the out. Garrett moves to second. Two outs. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Clendenin is walked intentionally. Dave Marshall pinch hits for Al Weiss. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Garrett moves to third. Clendenin moves to second. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos 5. The Expos will come to bat. Wayne Garrett now playing second base. Tim Foley now playing third base. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 3 in the game. Bailey hits a fly ball into right field. Shamsky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bateman hits a line drive towards third. Foley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos 5. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 3 in the game. Grote hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marshall fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Frisella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisella is 0 for 1 in the game. Frisella takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frisella moves to third. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos 5. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wine hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clendenin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos 5. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Shamsky strikes out. Two outs. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Clendenin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos 5. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Swoboden now playing right field. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 1 in the game. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sutherland hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos 5. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-4 in the game. Grote hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rod Gasper pinch runs for Jerry Grote. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gasper. The throw from Bateman and he is safe. Gasper steals second. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harrelson bunts towards first. Fairley juggles the ball. That's an error on Fairley. Gasper moves to third. Ken Singleton pinch hits for Danny Frisella. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton strikes out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland fields it and throws to home. Bateman drops the ball. Gasper scores. Harrelson moves to third. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 6-5, Mets. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Garrett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Garrett reaches second base with a double. Harrelson scores. Agee moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 7-5, Mets. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Jones is walked intentionally. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Agee tags and scores. Garrett tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 8-5, Mets. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Clendenin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Garrett scores. Jones moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 9-5, Mets. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. Foley hits a line drive towards short. Wine reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Expos 5. The Expos will come to bat. Duffy Dyer now catching. Nolan Ryan now pitching. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-4 in the game. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bateman strikes out. One out. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-2 in the game. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 9, and Montreal Expos, 5. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.